On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Josh Coop.
Local election results are coming in across Kent this afternoon, and it's looking like it's going to be a good day for the Conservatives. They need 41 of the 81 seats up for grabs to retain control of the county council. KMFM's political editor is Paul Francis.
Well, counting got underway at 10 o'clock this morning, and on the evidence of the results that we've seen elsewhere in the country overnight, it does look as if it's going to be a particularly challenging day for UKIP and also for Labour in Kent. All the results so far suggest that the Conservatives are making gains at the expense of UKIP particularly, and there is some indication that the Labour vote is going to freefall. We won't know the final outcome probably until later on this afternoon, but on the evidence so far, it does look as if the Conservatives are going to consolidate their position and emerge with a fairly comfortable working majority.
And we're just hearing the Tories are just three short of retaining control of the county council as the counts continue this afternoon. Head to our interactive map at kentonline.co.uk to see the results where you live.
KMFM News.
Police want to hear from anyone who knows how a man ended up with serious stomach injuries in Chatham. He was flown to London for treatment after being discovered in Luton Road on Tuesday afternoon. Officers think a number of people would have been in the area at the time. Chlorine levels at a Kent swimming pool weren't recorded properly before the outbreak of a sickness bug. Public Health England has been investigating splashes in Rainham after dozens of people became ill with norovirus last October. Medway Council, which runs the pool, has apologised. A report today says children from poorer backgrounds in Kent have their chances stacked against them when it comes to grammar school places. A study of data from the counties found a quarter of all pupils went to a grammar school in 2016, but those eligible for free school meals were less likely to sit or pass the Kent test. Researchers say the county is a useful case study because of the number of selective schools here.
This is KMFM.
Two nurses who moved the hospital beds of a Dartford couple so they could hold hands one last time have been described as going above and beyond. Joyce and Frank Dodd, who were both in their 90s, died on the same day at Darent Valley Hospital, just days after their 77th wedding anniversary. Heidi Grieve is a palliative nurse there.
The family had voiced how much time they spent together. It was my understanding that the patient went to visit her husband every day, and she'd even got ready on the day she became ill. And we discussed a plan of whether or not I could go and assess the patient's husband and make sure that he was fit to come down, and whether we could bring the beds down so that they could be together.
Demolition works underway at a former steel plant in Sheerness. Production at the old Thames Steel Mill on the Isle of Sheppey stopped more than 4 years ago. The land is now going to be used by the owners of the nearby docks. And if you've got an old paper £5 note, you've still got a bit... And if you've got an old paper £5 note, you've got until the end of the day to spend it or swap it. They won't be legal tender anymore after being replaced by the new plastic ones.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Let's check all this afternoon's sports news action now. Here's Ollie.
Cricket and England are in complete control in their first home one-day international of the season against Ireland. A short time ago, Ireland were 109 for 8 off 28 overs. Kent's Sam Billings is keeping wicket at Bristol. Meanwhile, Kent Cricket are batting first in their one-day cup game against Sussex in Canterbury. A short time ago, the home side were 145 for 2 off 28. The Spitfires are still looking for their first win in the competition after back-to-back defeats. And Football Association Chairman Greg Clark says the governing body is considering whether to end its relationship with betting and alcohol companies. After receiving an 18-month ban for gambling, Burnley midfielder Joey Barton recently called on the FA to look at its own dependence on bookmakers. Clark told The Times his stance isn't related to those comments, but that the sport needs to ask itself what is right.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.